I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Brandon Dillon. He's the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. He was making a tour across the Upper Peninsula this week. And we talked about some of the key issues that he's hearing about from Democrats across the region on his tour. Here's more with Michigan Democratic Party Chair Brandon Dillon.
There's a lot of discussion about the first congressional district race. In fact, in the UP, we also have another very competitive state house race, which would be in the 108th district, not too far from here. But folks want to know what we're going to do to win. There's general frustration that Republicans have had control for the last 5 years, and we want to use this opportunity to take back power in the state house and make sure that we elected Democrat out of Michigan for the president.
Speaking with your predecessors, both Lon Johnson and Mark Brewer, one of the things that we've talked about with them in the last couple of election cycles is not the greatest voter turnout for Democrats. What do you think will be, or what are you trying to do now as the party chair to get those voters, those Democrats, to come out and vote?
Yeah, well, we've had a real struggle, not just in Michigan, but across the country with our coalition of getting them to turn out in the last two off-year elections, 2010 and 2014. Our turnout's been pretty good in presidential elections, and trying to crack that nut of how we make sure that the excitement that we get around the presidential race translates into turnout in the off years is one that I can't tell you have the answer to, but I think there's a couple things that we need to do better. One, I think we have to have a better message in those off years, especially, that really inspires people and makes them want to get out and vote. And then we also have to make sure we have getting back to basics on what we've done for years with voter turnout. We can't compete with the other side in terms of all the money they have, and especially all this dark money that's really unaccountable. But we do have more folks that are willing to go out and knock on doors and talk to their neighbors. So really building a first-rate operation like that, especially in the off year, is important. But I firmly believe the message has got to be better. You can knock on somebody's door 100 times, but if they're tuned out and turned off, they're not going to come out and vote. You got to give them something that speaks to where they're at.
We're chatting with Brandon Dillon. He is the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. You have the Democrats. I mean, you have the Democrats. You're going to get them, but they're going to vote for the Democratic candidates, most likely, statistically speaking. They're not going to jump parties too much. How do you get moderates that are sort of maybe some fence sitters? How do you get them to come over to the Democrat side when they go into the voting booth?
Well, again, that's a real function of candidates and the issues we're talking about. You know, we're not going to have a rock star candidate in every single district, but making sure that you have candidates to reflect the district, reflect the values of the area they're running in, I think is extremely important. People that have that personal appeal, that they built up that trust with voters to be able to connect with ones that aren't necessarily those that you can count on as part of your base. But also, I think we got to make sure that our message, you know, we do have to talk to Democrats. I think we found in the last few elections, if we just take them for granted, they're not necessarily going to come out. So you got to talk to them about the issues that are important. But I think it's pretty clear from polling and just general conversations that people are frustrated with the status quo. They're frustrated with the system. They feel like power has been put in the hands of a very few people and institutions. And talking about specifics about how we bring power back so that when people vote, their vote matters, so that we can make sure that taxes are distributed fairly and not just continuing to compound on the middle class and working people. So I think we've got good issues. We've got to have candidates that deliver them better. We've got to make sure that we provide a real alternative with the agenda of the other side.
Brandon Dillon is with us in the studio this morning. He is the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. If people want to find out more about what the Democrats have to offer, the party has to offer, how do they get a hold of that information?
MichiganDems.com, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're always putting out communications for folk to see, and whether you agree with us or not, we want to make sure that people have an open dialogue. So check out our page, respond back, let us know what you think.
And I always like to ask this and take the political side, the party side out of it, and leave people with sort of a call to action to get out and vote.
Absolutely.
Why is that important?
You know, we still live in a democracy. I think sometimes we're questioning whether or not all the pistons on that democracy are firing, but we still do. And ultimately, if you want policy that represents how you feel, you have to vote. And whether you vote for a Democrat, which I would prefer, or you vote for the other side, you're going to get better policy if those people in office know that everybody who had a chance to participate came out and gave their say.
That's the comments of Brandon Dillon, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.